Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Wow, thank you. Thank you so much. Good morning, Church on the Rock. Good morning. Please be seated. Please be seated. It is so wonderful to be with all of you in the house of the Lord. It's so good to be here. I thank the Lord for bringing us year after year, all these years of relationship with Pastor Blunt and the family. We are so thankful for their lives, raising up this church and pastoring this great and wonderful church. We want to thank God for each one of you. Thank you for making this the house of the Lord. Thank you for bringing your families. The church will never be the same without you. And we want to say thank you for coming here week after week, month after month, and year after year, making this your home. Amen. Well, you know, I just want to bring greetings from my family. My wife Lisa and our children, we are based in Houston. We lived in Hong Kong and China for 20 years. But Lisa right now, Lisa and my son and their team is in Italy because Lisa grew up in Italy doing missionary work for 20-some years, 25 years. Her parents started a church there. So she goes back there last 20 years and continuing the legacy that her parents started some 55 years ago. And so I'm just so thankful that my wife, she will choose to go back. Yeah, amen, amen, amen. It's such a joy to serve God, amen. It's so wonderful to know God and to worship Him, you know, in this house, you know, where you can experience the presence of God. You know, when we worship Him from our heart, and the way Eli and the team, they led the worship here, you know, when you touch the heart of God, listen, God will do anything for you. He will do signs and wonders and miracles for you. Whatever the deepest desires you have in your heart, the cries of your heart, God is interested in your life. And He will hear the cries of your heart and He will answer your cries. Amen? Amen. We serve a good God. We serve an amazing God. And I'm so thankful every day. I'm so grateful because I get to experience Him. I get to know Him. And I get to walk this life and see His strong and mighty hand in my life, in our family. Amen? Amen. Amen. This has been an amazing year for us. You know, last couple of years, we have all gone through some very difficult time with COVID, everything, the whole world shut down, and we could not travel because of COVID, and there's been such great loss of lives around the world, over 5 million people, and, you know, we travel every month in many, many different nations, and we have worked now in 5 different continents. You know, we are trying to get this gospel out, and you are a part of this, amen? You are a part of this. You are sending us out, and we are so thankful for the partnership, the relationship we have with this house. And so this year we started going out into Central and South America. You know, we have been working in Asia for like 40 years, and I was praying during this pandemic. I thought, my God, you know, people are dying in this pandemic. And I cried out to God. I said, God, how can people hear the gospel, right? And so God began to put all this confidence in my heart, and I started praying, and we're already involved in Mexico and Central America and South America. But I started going to Mexico with my team, started going into Peru with my teams over there, and it's just amazing to see what God is doing in these nations. You know, it's amazing to see what God is doing in Asia. And it was in my heart for years. For 4 years, I've been praying for the continent of Africa, and I tell you what, and I've been in South Africa a few times, and I wanted to go to Africa, and I have a friend who's been working there for the last 35 years, and so he invited me to go to this crusade, and listen, every night, you know, my friend, you know, he organized this crusade. I was just, you know, helping him with this crusade. There were 30,000 people gathering together in these crusades, you know, hearing the word of God. And for most, you know, it's the first time for them to hear the gospel. People stood in the fields for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, you know, stood on their feet in the cold, and they heard the gospel. And the response of the people were so great, so great. I mean, every night we have thousands of people receiving Jesus, and you know, we had videos, but because of security and things like that, with all the social media and everything, you know, I don't want to get to show it to you this today, but I just want you to know that God is working there. We had thousands of people, tens of thousands of people receiving Jesus in their heart. Amen. And we are a part of it. You are a part of it. You are a part of what God is doing in our world today. Amen. Amen. This morning, I just want to, encourage your heart. And I just want to preach a short message. My message today is God is working. Wow. Amen. Amen. You know, we all go through difficult challenges. We all go through difficulties. Raising your family, raising your children, raising your spouse sometimes can be challenging. I'm just kidding. Hey, just kidding, okay? Just want to see, make sure you're hearing me. But hey, God is working. Doesn't matter what situation, what circumstances you're going through. If you're going through challenges in your work or in your office or, you know, whatever situation you're going through. And of course, our country right now is going through all kinds of difficulties. And sometimes we put our hopes in our political leaders, and we trust in our, you know, financial strength that we have. But listen, you have to always remember that God is with us. And he's always working for you and for me. Amen. You can trust him with your life. You can trust God for your family. Amen. And I have done this for my life. You know, I remember when I was a lot younger, I did not know much about God. I did not have, you know, a background. I did not come from a background where many of you have come from. But I had a very difficult background. But you know what? God was always watching over me. He gave me the most beautiful family. He has given me the call of God in my life. He has taken me into the nations I can only dream of. And I'm just only getting started. Amen. Just getting started. I just want you to know God is for you. He loves you so much. He loves your family. And he is working for you. Amen. A lot of times you can just see it just with your eyes. You know, you can see it. Sometimes when we watch television and we give ourselves, you know, looking at all the different things that is happening around us, it can really overwhelm you. Fear begins to come into your heart, and you begin to, you know, be so concerned, so worried, because, you know, you want to live right. But listen, those concerns, those fears, they're not from God. Okay? The negative things that comes into our lives, they're not from God. We have to put our trust in the Word of God. Amen. Amen. We have to put our faith in the Word of God. You know, there was a man that lived like 600 years before Christ. His name was Habakkuk. And Habakkuk lived at a time when the children of Israel were taken into captivity. And God raised him up to be a prophet. He was a messenger. He was the one who was carrying God's word to his people. And so Habakkuk, he was going through the same situation as you and I are going through. A lot of things that were happening. People were facing a lot of different challenges. So let's turn to Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 4. It says, the teachings are weak. Habakkuk is complaining to God, okay? He says, teachings are weak and justice never comes. Evil people gain while the good people lose. The judges no longer make fair decisions. Seems like the time that we are living in, right? A lot of challenges that we are faced with today. Seems like the evil people are continuing to win and win and win. But listen, God is with us. Amen. He is not going to make the evil people win. Amen? He will always show up. He will always give you the victory you and I, we need. Amen? And so we have to put our trust in him. Amen? Don't look at all the negative things that is happening. You have to look into the Word of God. And you have to know that God says, in all the promises of God, you have to remember those promises. God says, I will do great and mighty things in your midst. Amen. God says, I will fill you with the Holy Spirit. God says, I will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. God says, I will prosper you. God says, his word says, I will bring you into a spacious land. Amen. God says, I will heal you. I will deliver you. God says, I will give you a great future. When things turn around, you know, in the negative way or in the wrong way, listen, we can always put our faith and trust in our mighty God. Right. Amen? You can trust God, and you can know that, listen, you can have confidence in God. So no matter what you're facing today, in your home, in your workplaces, put your trust in God. Amen? Put your trust in God. You know, when we're going through these difficulties, you know, Every year, I mean, I travel, you know, like average 150,000 miles a year, you know, ministering in many, many different countries. We have a very large work around the world. You know, we take care of thousands of orphan children. We got made hundreds of pastors, hundreds of churches in different nations. But listen, I was concerned what was going to happen during this pandemic. But listen, God was always with us, and He helped us. Listen, we reached more people during the pandemic than other times when we were free. Amen. I cannot say some of the things, I cannot show some of the videos, but listen, some countries where we work, some of the communist countries where we work, some of the largest countries, we had 70,000 people receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior during this pandemic. You could not even leave your house. You could not even, you know, you could not even see your friends. But listen, God did not stop His work. He was working, and He is working in our world. When I was in Africa just a month ago, 30,000 people each night receiving Jesus Christ. My friends are out there right now. They're having crusade after crusade because, you know, listen, right now the world has opened up. The world has opened up, and we can go to the nations of the world again. And this is the time for the biggest harvest you and I can think of. Amen? In Habakkuk chapter 1 verse 5, God says, God says, I will do something in your lifetime that you wouldn't believe even when you were told about it. God says, I'm going to do something so big that you would not even believe. But we are believers, amen? Amen. We are believers, we believe in God. God says, I will deliver you. Are you going through some sicknesses? Has something, some challenges come upon your life? Listen, God says He will deliver you. He will heal you. He will save your family. Is there someone who has walked away from God, your child or your loved one? Listen, God, His hands are not shortened. He's going to save them. He's going to bring them into the kingdom. Just allow Him to work in their hearts. Amen. Sometimes we forget where we have been, you know. We were in sin, we were away from God, and God had mercy on us, and He was wooing us, and He sent people in our way. And thank God today you're sitting in church, today you're hearing us on television. But listen, we have to trust God for our families. We have to trust God for our loved one. We have to trust God for our neighbors. You say, Brother Gini, you are going half around the world. You're seeing all these thousands of people, tens of thousands of people. What about my neighbors? What about my loved ones? Listen, there, God is working in them. Yes. God is working in them. Your teenagers, your young people, your spouse, your relatives. Listen, everybody is in God's hand. But our job is to seek Him. Our job is to pray for them. Our job is to trust God for their salvation. Amen. To see God's strong and mighty hand in their life. God says, I will do something so big. A lot of times God does things in our lives and we forget. We forget. And our mind is, you know, sometimes gets so distracted. And listen, this is not just us. This happened when God delivered the children of Israel. The biggest sin the children of Israel they had was when God delivered them out of Egypt, they forgot all that God did. Yeah. He dried the sea so that they could walk on the water. He gave them food in the wilderness. He provided water in the wilderness. And the children of Israel, they forgot God. And that was their sin. Instead, they began to complain. They began to say, well, Moses, why did you not leave us in Egypt? God says, I have done all these things for you. Now, what has God done for you? I remember I was preaching the gospel in India, and when I was very young, you know, me and my friends, we were preaching, and the police came and arrested us and put us in prison. And we thought, oh my God, you know, here we are, you know, for preaching the gospel, we are being persecuted. And of course, you know, things like that can happen, but you know what God did? He heard our cries of our hearts, and He delivered us, and He set us free, and we could go. And the fear for that moment that came, listen, God removed that fear. God removed that fear from my heart. And now I can go to all the nations without an iota of fear in my heart, because I know God is with me. Amen. We have to live for God. We have to trust God with everything we have. Amen. You have to trust God with your family. You have to trust God with your children. They are in God's hand. Your children, first of all, they are God's children. Sometimes we have so much concern how our children are going to turn out. Listen, they're going to turn out great. I mean, if they're coming to this church, you're coming to do this, you're coming to this house, your children are going to turn out great. This whole summer, you're having all these events, you know, geared towards the children. We are coming together as family into the house of God. What do you think is going to happen to them? They are going to respond to the love of God. They're going to respond to the things of God because they watch us. They watch you. They watch the parents. They see how you live. They see how you are passionate for God. They see how you pray and seek God. And that's what our children are going to do. That's what our families are going to do. Amen. That's what our grandchildren are going to do. Amen. You know, then the word Habakkuk, he continues, you know, with God, and he has this conversation with God because, you know, he loved God, and he knew that if he will continue his conversation, God will speak to him. So God spoke to him, and he says in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, it says, write down the vision, the revelation, and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. Sometimes, you know, you've got all these thoughts when you lay in bed and you have all these thoughts in your mind. And some thoughts, you know, they're just, you know, passing thoughts. But there are some thoughts that actually is coming straight from the Holy Ghost. Because you've been praying about things, right? And so I'm telling this to you. You have to get up and write it down. On your phone, on a piece of paper. I remember I continue to write down things. I write down things because I don't want to forget. You have to write down things because you'll be amazed. You yourself will be amazed to see what things that you wrote down a month from now or a week from now, how God has answered your prayers. Yes. Amen. I remember writing down many different things. Sometimes I will take up my phone and I will just, you know, Google some of the countries and I'll take pictures, okay? I'll take pictures of those countries because I want to see those pictures. I want to see where those countries are. And just a couple of years ago, you know, I took pictures of this country right there in Europe. It's called Albania, and Albania is a Muslim country where we have never gone there. We have never started any work in this country. And my wife, you know, she's so precious, such an amazing woman of God. But listen, you know, she said, Jenny, I want to go to Albania. I said, why Albania? Why would you like to go to Albania? She said, you know, when you go to Albania, they don't need no vaccine. They don't have to have any shot. Albania, you can just go there, and half of the people in Albania, they speak Italian. And she said, you know, this is my country. I want to go there. I want to go preach the gospel, find some people there. And, you know, she went there by faith. And before she went, she got to meet some people. But listen, she had those things, God speaking to her. And now it's been 2 years she's been going to Albania. She connected with some of the nicest people over there, you know, connected with the people. And they are winning souls. They are planting new churches just this summer. Amen. Just this summer, they're going to reach 1,000 children in 7 different youth camps and children's camps. Isn't that amazing? Yes. It's something that God will say to you, or even to your children. It's not just a passing thought. God will tell you to start a business. Mark, God will tell you to do something for him. And when he says something to you, Mark, you have to write it down. Mark it down. Because when you do it, when you do so, you will see how God will answer your prayers. Yes. Amen. Yes. That's the way God does. That's the way God works. And you and I, we have to have a vision. You have to have a vision of God. You know, don't be moved by the things that you hear, the things that you read. You have to have a vision, from God. You have to ask God for a vision. If you don't have a vision, if you don't have a dream, ask God and he will give it to you. Yes. He's such a good God. Amen. Every year I ask God to give me a bigger vision, bigger dream, so that I can fulfill those dreams and vision that he puts in my heart. Amen. And it's so good. It's been such an amazing journey for me and our family and our ministries, you know, to be able to make such an impact in all these nations of the earth. In chapter 2, verse 4, it says, the evil nation Babylon is very proud. But those that are righteous with God, those that are just, they will live by faith or by trusting in him. Amen. You know, sometimes when we Americans, you know, we do have pride. And sometimes our pride can actually get us into more trouble. But listen, today is, we are on the 4th of July. Amen. We have to be proud of our country, right? There is no other country like America. Hello. You got to be thankful to the Lord for able to live in this country. I know, as Brother Steve says, some of the things, you know, happens in our country sometimes, and, you know, it's not perfect country, but listen, there is no other country. I've traveled almost all over the world many, many times. There is no other country like the United States of America. And I thank God that this is my home. And I thank God that, you know, America has sent out more missionaries. America has sent out more money into the mission field. America has done more good to the nations around the world. And that's why God has blessed this country. Amen. And you have to be grateful. You cannot deny the works of God. You cannot, you know, criticize this country. Listen, this country belongs to God. And you have to be thankful. You have to love this nation. You have to respect our country. And you have to teach your children to respect this country, because this country belongs to God. And there are a lot of forces that want to change that. But listen, God is still seated on the throne. And he wants to lead this nation, lead this our people in towards greater things. Amen. We have to ask God for a vision. And when you ask God, God says, you know, those, and when we run with those vision, and when we live for God, and we trust him with our hearts, you know, we have to do these things by faith. I mean, these days you're raising up your children, you're used to doing your business, you know, you have a job. You have to live by faith. Okay, you know, things changes. A lot of times things changes, and even right now, I mean, you know, all the prices are going up. I don't have to remind you. I mean, you know, sometimes it can be so hard. But listen, we live by faith and not by sight. And we know God who has given us life, God who has blessed our lives, you know, he will also provide for everything we need. Amen. Sometimes we might have to make some adjustment, but we have to live by faith. You know, when you get a doctor's report and it's not so good, listen, you have to live by faith. You have to say to yourself, I am healed. I am healed. I am walking in divine health and strength. Amen. You have to trust the Lord. You have to know, and you have to say, I declare that by his stripes, I am healed. Amen. When you do that by faith, listen, God, you will see God's healing fulfilled in your life. Amen. So live by faith in times like this, or when you know God, you have to live by faith. Amen. When you live by faith, you honor God. Yeah. Only way to please God, only way to honor God is when we live by faith. Amen. Yeah. You know, recently we were ministering there in Mexico, and I was with my friends, and, you know, we were in different churches, and we were ministering. There were, like, all these pastors came from different parts of the country. And we were ministering to the people and pastors, and we were in this church. And my friend and I, you know, we are ministering in the house, and there was a lot of people that came up for prayers, for healing and everything. And so there was this young lady, and I did not really know her because we were just visiting. And so, she had severe pain in her back. And she has been to the doctors, and she actually had an appointment to go have surgeries. And you know, when we laid hands and prayed for her, believed God for her miracle, you know, after we prayed, we just trusted the Lord has begun a healing in her body. We left, but the pastor the very next week sent us messages saying, Pastor Guinea, the lady you prayed for, you know, she had one of her bone was missing from her spine, but God created a brand new bone in her spine. And the pain she used to have is no more there. I was so thankful. I was so rejoicing because, you know, it's, you know, when you hear reports like that of God's healing power or God's healing in people's lives, you know, it just glorifies God. Amen. And I know God has begun his healing in some of you sitting right over here. Right over here. God will heal you. Amen. So don't let fear come. Have faith in God. Have faith in the word of God. And you will experience his goodness, his healing in your life. In Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17 and 18, he says, though the fig tree does not blossom, yet I will rejoice. There may be no olive trees growing and no food growing in the fields. There may be no sheep in the pens or cattle in the barns, but I will still be glad in the Lord. I will rejoice in God my Savior. You see, a lot of people at that time, they lived, they used to have farms and everything. I have a lot of friends in Texas that have farms and, you know, cows and cattle and things like that. But you are here in the city, and you're saying to yourself, well, Pastor Guinea, I don't have those cows and sheep and all these things. What about me? Well, it really means is that whatever you have, your finances, your jobs, you know, your stock markets, your 401k, listen, whatever you have, you know, even though it seems like the situation right now is not so good, seems like the gas prices are very high, listen, we choose. It's a choice. Amen. It's a choice. Every day you have to choose. When you pump your gas, you choose not to say, well, look at it again. I mean, come on. We can have that kind of attitude. But we have to change our attitude. We have to change our thinking. Yes. Amen. Amen. Right. We have to change our thinking. Right. You have to remember the Brother Guinea came to your church and told you about places in Asia or in Africa where they do not even have roads. There is not potholes. There are craters. I mean, how would you drive cars? But here you are in America, you're driving in smooth roads, amen? Here you can go places, you know, without any difficulties. And to put a little bit of gas in your car or fill your tank in your truck, it's okay. Even though it costs a little bit more, it's only for a season. Things will turn around, amen? Things will change because God is the God of America. God is the God of the nations. God is your God and my God, and he's working things around behind the scenes. Amen? But in the meantime, it says, I will still be glad in the Lord. I will rejoice in God, my Savior. That's why we take the time to be in the house of God. We come here to celebrate. When we worship God, when we come together in manners like this, you know, what we are doing is we are worshiping, we are glorifying God. And that's the glory, is that we lift our hands up, we bring our hearts, we bring our lives before God, and we say, God, it doesn't matter what situation we are faced with today, we are here to honor you, we are here to exalt you, we are here to glorify you. When we do that, listen, the goodness of God will overtake your life. You and I have to pause and think and remember that God is working. When you're in your home, you're doing dishes, or you're, you know, cleaning your house, or you're driving your car, taking kids to a ball game or something. Remember, always remember, God is working. Sometimes you don't see with your eyes, but always remember in your heart, in your mind, just remember, and you pray and say, God, I thank you. I thank you that you're working. God, I thank you that you are bringing everything in alignment, knowing that I can trust in you, and you're bringing this matter into a way so that I can see your strong and mighty hand. Amen? So trust God with your life. Trust God with your family. Trust God with your finances. And I believe that your life and my life will get better and better. Amen? Amen? I want all of you to just stand up just for a moment. I know we got people here from all over this town, all over this city here. And I know people are having different needs, different challenges. And listen, you are in a house of love. You're in a house of miracles. You're in a house where God answers prayers. You're in a house where you can see the hand of God move mightily in the midst of his people. And so here we are before God, amen. You know, we honor him, amen, with our lives. And I just thank God for each one of you. I thank God for those that are watching online. I just want to say thank you for honoring God. Thank you for allowing God to work in your heart. Because when you do that, God, you will see the hand of God mightily in your life. You will see miracles. You will see signs and wonders of all different kinds. When you worship God with your heart, when you pray for world mission, listen, God's going to help us to take this, carry this gospel to the nations of the world, right? Amen. When you pray, when you continue to remember those nations and people, those who are reaching out and preaching the gospel, when you remember your pastors, even Pastor Blunt and Pastor Kim, when you remember them that are serving you and your families, you know, listen, the goodness of God will overtake your life. Amen. Lift up your hands to the Lord. I just want to pray for you just for a moment. Father, I just want to thank you for this wonderful moment this morning. Father, I just thank you for every person, every individual, every family, Lord God, standing right here in this place. And those that are watching online, Father, I just thank you for their lives. Lord, I just pray your goodness will take care, will take over each one of their lives, Father. Lord, if there is anyone who is facing pain and sickness, Lord God, in their bodies, Lord, I speak your healing upon them. Lord, let your healing virtue flow from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Lord, let there be healing in the name of Jesus. Lord, if there are some people facing challenges, Lord God, of that those that are bound by drugs and alcohol and other addictions, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we speak your deliverance, your healing upon them right now. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would heal them, you will deliver them in the name of Jesus. Those that are tormented by the devils, Lord God, the demonic attacks and the thoughts that comes, Lord God, the thoughts of suicide, the thoughts of other things, Lord God, that will try to destroy them. In the name of Jesus, we take dominion and authority over those thoughts, Lord. We just put them at the feet of Jesus. And God, we say you will deliver them. Remove every fear, remove every sickness, Lord, remove every lack, every need from the lives of your people. And God, we pray that your people will experience your goodness, your blessing for each one of their lives. God, you're always working. Help us to remember that and never to have things in our mind thinking that, Lord God, where are you? God, you are right there, the very mention of your name. The moment we call on you, Lord, you are right there because you are for us. Your love is so great, and we thank you for it. Jesus, we give you all praise, we give you all glory, and we say thank you. Thank you for working in our hearts, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.